Yo, General Z, Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, back with another dose of truth bombs disguised as chill vibes. Let's get real for a sec. Life in your 20s is a whirlwind, right? Juggling school, work, relationships, that ever-growing social media presence, and somehow still trying to find your way. It's exhausting AF. You're basically running a marathon while balancing on a tightrope blindfolded. So, how are you supposed to prioritize self-care when everything feels like an emergency? Fear not, my friends, because today we're diving deep into crafting a self-care plan that actually fits your chaotic life. No boring worksheets or judgmental vibes here. Think of it as customizing your own personal chill playlist. Ready to turn those survival mode sirens off and hit play on some serious self-love? Let's break down five absolute game changers. First, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't need a spa day every week to be worthy of some TLC. Small acts of kindness towards yourself add up, big time. Think scrolling through cute animal videos instead of doom-scrolling Twitter. Or even just taking 5 minutes to breathe before you face that mountain of assignments. Remember, self-care is not selfish. It's fuel for your soul.
Second, identify your stress triggers. Ever feel like a pressure cooker about to explode? Figure out what sets those alarms off. Maybe it's social media comparisons, deadlines, or even just feeling overwhelmed by choices. Once you know your stressors, you can start building coping mechanisms, whether it's listening to that epic playlist that makes you want to dance like nobody's watching, or taking a mental break with a good book. Third, get moving. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling freaking amazing. Think of it as an energy boost disguised as fun. Hitting the gym, going for a walk in nature, or even dancing like no one's watching in your room are all awesome ways to release endorphins and chase away those bad vibes. Remember, exercise doesn't have to be boring. Find something you actually enjoy doing.
Fourth, prioritize sleep. We get it. Late night study sessions and binge watching your favorite show can feel super tempting. But trust me on this one, a good night's sleep is non-negotiable. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain and body. Aim for at least 7 to 8 hours of shut-eye every night. It'll make you feel way more productive and less likely to snap at everyone around you. Finally, don't underestimate the power of saying no. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. You're not obligated to say yes to everything. Choose wisely and focus on what truly matters to you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're drowning in deadlines, overwhelmed by notifications, and feeling like you're constantly running on fumes. That's a recipe for burnout city. But now picture yourself taking 5 minutes to meditate, going for a walk in nature, or simply indulging in your favorite hobby. Feeling that? That's self-care magic. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, sustainable changes that actually work for you. Remember, your well-being is not a luxury, it's a necessity. So go ahead. Treat yourself like the VIP you are.
Now let's put those self-care RX skills to the test. What's one thing you can implement today?
Tell me in the comments or DM me. I want to hear all about your self-love journey. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your squad, because spreading self-care love is always cool. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.